I'm joined by Shelburne captain Mark Coyle. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. Excited for the season to start now, and this sort of signifies the start of it, so we're looking forward to the start.
We'll talk football in a second, but have you ever been to Vicar Street before? Are you a music fan?
I would be a music fan, but I think I've only been to one gig here, so I'm not really used to the venue. So, but it's nice to be here and excited.
Who was playing?
I think it was Jamie Webster, you call him. He's a sort of a small-time singer.
I remember listening to you, I think it was on the LOI Central podcast with Dan and Johnny. And at the time you were talking about, you know, making that jump from Finn Harps to Shelburne and not knowing if it was going to work out. But you know what? You said you'd try it anyway.
Yeah.
Now you're the captain of Shelburne. So obviously it has worked out. How do you reflect on all of it, that now? Because it seems like that was a long time ago, but it wasn't. Just a lot has happened in a short space of time.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I've come a long way, I'd say, since I first signed here. And I don't think I ever envisaged being captain of the club when I first came here. Well, it's just that I bought into the club, the fans, the people around the club, the culture, the demands of the manager, and that willingness to learn and be a part of the team. I think that's what sort of got me here, and I don't think I'll change or anything like that, and just try to keep going in the right direction.
How glad were you that the manager stayed and the club themselves seemed to move heaven and earth to make that happen?
Oh, delighted. Every one of the players is delighted. I'd say the fans felt the same. I think under her guidance we've improved massively under his guidance, and I think we'll do the same this year again.
Where have you improved? Where has it kind of developed?
I think individually and collectively as a team, you can see the individually players improving, collectively then you can see the structure, how we play, it's all improved over the last 2 years he's been in charge. But he's also brought in quality every year and kept the core group of players there, and that all makes a big difference. And as long as the players buy into the demands and the culture of the club, we'll keep going in the right direction.
And what about yourself? Because when you signed, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you would have been seen as maybe a very busy midfielder, a good guy to win the ball back, and those are all the things that Harps team needed at that time. Whereas now you can still do that, but I think has your ball playing ability improved?
Oh yeah, massively. There's no doubt about it. I don't think if it didn't improve, I wouldn't be here. The manager expects improvement, and you to look after the ball. That's one of his number one priorities. Yeah, he wants you to win the ball back and be busy in the middle of the park and win your tackles and things like that, but on the ball is the most important. So I knew when I came here that was probably one of the biggest things I had to improve, and I think it's down to his coaching, my willingness to learn, to take on criticism and want to improve is what got me there.
Is that the hardest part of being a footballer, taking criticism? I say criticism. What I mean is constructive criticism, as in to work, you know, to make you improve and make you the player you are.
I think it's one of the things that you have to learn how to deal with and look at it as a positive thing. I'd say that's probably the toughest part of it. But once you get there, it's sort of, you see it that way, it's relatively easy. I think the hardest thing is meeting the demands every day and being that, keeping your standards high every day. That's probably the toughest part, is being relentless every day.
For Shelburne, you've European football to look forward to this season, and I know you're aware of the club's history and some of the great European voyages they've been on in the past. First of all, tell me about what it meant to actually achieve something like that, getting there, and secondly, how much you're looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, it was huge for the club, huge for us as a group of players, huge for the manager too. It shows, as I said, the progression we've made we've only been in the league, Premier League, for 2 years now since we came up. So it shows that we're going in the right direction. It was huge for the fans too. We're delighted for them after a tough period of time that they had to go through. So good to give them something to celebrate. And then when we're looking forward to it, yeah, we're looking forward to it. But I would say at the same time, we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves. I know that's, people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth, that's the reality of it. The league's your bread and butter, that's what you want. So we're focused really on the league, and when Europe comes, yeah, of course we'll be extremely excited for it and buzzing to get there, and nervous as well, because it's probably a lot of our first time in Europe. But that's what I'd say, they managed done well, bringing in experience through winners and people who've played in Europe, so that'll stand us in good stead when it comes around.
And what about life in Dublin? Have you adapted to it? Because it can be tough when you're a country lad who moves here.
Yeah, it definitely took me a small period of time to adjust, but I'd say a big factor is that we do have a close-knit group here, and we do a lot of stuff together as a group. The players here, and I live with a few of the boys as well, so that obviously helps. But yeah, I'd say I'm well accustomed to it now, and I probably go home a lot less than I used to. I'd say my mother would rather I came home a bit more, but look, I love it down here, and I'm really enjoying my football and enjoying my time here, and long may that continue.
Listen, Mark, the very best of luck for the season ahead. Mark Coyle of Shelburne, the Shelburne captain, congratulations on getting that. It's a big role, and when I see who you're replacing, that makes it, I suppose, a compliment and maybe a challenge and maybe a bit daunting.
Oh, definitely. Look, there's no two ways about it that Lukey was one of the best captains of the boys, definitely the best captain I've ever played under. The gaffer said he's the best captain that he's ever seen, so that speaks volumes to what Lukey's character was and testament to him. And I back that. But for me now, it's probably looking at, you don't look to replace him or fill his boots, because I don't think that's possible. It's just about being yourself and continuing to be myself and doing what I can do.
Mark, the very best of luck.
Thanks very much.